Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Hi, Nicole. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for interviewing with me today and being featured on my blog. I'm going to quick introduce you guys. This is Kim. We actually known each other since what, elementary school, right?
Yeah, either elementary or middle school for a long time now.
So I've known her forever, and lately she is a product consultant at Sephora. So I wanted to interview her because I know you guys want all the lowdown on makeup and kind of the secrets behind someone who's actually selling makeup and knows both sides of being a makeup lover and being someone who's on the inside of sales and marketing of it. So why don't you go ahead and tell us kind of what your background is, like what made you interested in the beauty industry? Have you worked for it before you worked at Sephora? And what made you apply to Sephora in the first place?
Okay, yeah, definitely. So I always loved makeup ever since I was young. And then when I became a cheerleading coach and a dance instructor and I had to bring my girls to competitions, I would do all of their makeup and I just fell absolutely in love with it. So I started actually working at JCPenney's because Sephora really wants you to have a lot of retail experience. That's really important to them. So I started working at JCPenney and then I got into Sephora. So that's how I fell in love with it. But I did do, and I still do freelance work on the side. So I'll do like prom makeup or weddings and all of that kind of stuff. So
oh, okay.
I've always been in love with makeup, and just working at Sephora just even adds on to it.
Okay, cool. I didn't know you did freelance, actually. That's awesome. So can you tell everybody what is the application and the interview process like? I know you kind of touched on the like retail experience, but what does it take to get hired at Sephora?
So they have you do this usually a group interview. They give you blocks, and they have you build something out of it. And this is just, in my opinion, to see, like, how creative you are or how you can work well with other people. And then they ask you group questions. And what's really good is they want to see somebody who's, like, raising their hand first or who's eager. And then they will call you out, like, one by one and ask you more personal questions. So it's definitely important if you do want to get into Sephora that you do have that retail background because so much of Sephora is selling, and even if you have a love and passion for makeup, you still have to sell makeup. So that's really important. And to them, somebody that's a team player and somebody that is eager, hard worker, and definitely creative, those are things that they look for.
And when you said they ask you guys the questions, are they questions that are like a typical interview question, or are they more beauty-based, or are they just to see if you're creative? Like, what kind of questions do they ask?
They ask you all kinds of questions. They ask you why you want to work at Sephora. And that's, I think, the most interesting question because I've actually heard some of the answers that people give, and a lot of people are just like, well, I love makeup. And we all, you know, a lot of us love makeup.
Right.
That's not really a good enough reason to, like, want to work at Sephora. There has to be that, like, really deep passion of wanting to not only build your knowledge in makeup and skincare, but help other people, help your clients build their knowledge on skincare and makeup. So that's something that's really important to the company. Sephora definitely has high standards to their employees, and their interviews are pretty tough.
Okay, so they're kind of intimidating.
I think that all depends on who you're interviewing with. I know that at my Sephora, all of our managers are so amazing, and they definitely don't intimidate you, besides with their beauty and with their creativeness, because, I mean, they are all amazing makeup artists. But other than that, they're not intimidating in that sense, but they do hold high standards. So just in general, as a company, I think it's intimidating, yes.
And so does all the girls, girls and guys, I guess, who go interview, does everyone come with their makeup, like, totally done up, like, on point, outfit looking good?
That's actually such a funny question. Everybody comes wearing all black and their face completely done up.
Okay.
So, like, the wing and everything, which is not...
So they tell you to?
No, they don't tell you to, but that's exactly how they come.
is that maybe like the word on the street of how to make an impression? Like if I came wearing pink, is that bad?
I don't think that's bad at all. I just, in the makeup industry, generally people wear black. Like our dress code, obviously our dresses are black with the red stripes. And
right.
Our other option is a black top and black pants. So I think that that's what people see. So that's what they assume.
That's smart. Now, just overall, tell everybody, what's it like to work there? What are the different positions that they have within the company? And I know what you said your job was, and you can elaborate on that more, but what kind of position do you think is the best in your opinion?
So I'm a product consultant, which when you walk in there, most of the girls are product consultants, and we are all trained the same exact way. So The next level would be an educator, which is a manager position, but you're an educator in store. And then we have our ops team, and they handle all of the operations. So they are the ones that build all of the gondolas, and they do all the updates and everything like that. And then there is a beauty manager. And then on top of the beauty manager, we have a senior educator, and she comes and educates our team about once or twice a month. And that, to me, I think is one of the best positions to have, because she basically goes and meets with all of the brand ambassadors. For instance, like Ulla Henriksen, like she will visit and meet with him, and she'll come back and she'll educate us on all of his brands.
So is there like one per region?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so she travels quite a bit. It's an amazing position. But other than that, there's, like I said, the beauty manager, which is in charge of the whole store. And then We have two, it's called SECs, which there are other managers and educators, and our ops manager. And then under that, we're all product consultants. And we do everything from selling to services to cash wrap. So even if you see somebody on the cash wrap, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're just a cashier. We're all product consultants and we all do the same thing.
I see. And then you said the person, the educator, is that the only person who can do, say, you know, when you guys have those classes once a month or however often, say a class on how to do a smoky eye, can product consultants work those too, or is that the job of the educator?
The educator gets like a monthly, what they have to educate us on for the month. So that could be like on tattoo cover-up or...
So they're educating the product consultant.
Exactly. So they are our senior makeup artist, but we all do everything. We have to be certified to do that as well. And we get certified by that senior educator that I was telling you about that comes in one or two times a month.
So tell us, what is the funnest part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
So the best part and the most fun part of my job is teaching young girls and older ladies makeup and skincare, especially people that have never worn makeup ever or have never done any kind of skincare. It's so much fun doing it and helping them for the first time and then looking in the mirror and seeing themselves. It gives you chills. It's so much fun, and it's so rewarding. I know that I've had a couple of older clients that have never worn makeup or have never been satisfied with their makeup, and they've come in, and I've helped them out. And their husband has come back, like, the next day and, like, given me a hug, and they're like, my wife has never felt better about herself. And
that's so sweet.
Yeah, that is the most amazing feeling. So that's one of the best parts.
Wow.
The other best part is that we are literally seeing everything come in, everything brand new coming in. We see it first.
Yeah.
So we are the first to, like, get our hands on it. We are the first to, like, open it and swatch it and feel it. And now that with Instagram and everything, I guess everybody's kind of seeing everything for the first time. But it's really neat to be able to, especially in the skincare world, like, to see what's the new, what's the next, what's going to be the magic potion that we're all looking for. Then the worst part of my job, I would have to say, is the retail part of it. We have, as anybody who's ever worked in retail knows, not every client is going to be a happy client. We get
right.
people that can be very angry. I mean, I've had stuff thrown at me before, like if I can't take a return or if we don't take coupons.
Wow.
So that part is definitely not fun at all. If everyone was the perfect client and could be just happy and understanding, that would be great, but that's just not how it works. And we do get cursed out. We do get treated pretty poorly by some of our clients when it comes to the retail part of things. And a lot of times people think that we're just there to make sure that just them, that they get what they need, when really we are working with probably 4 or 5 clients at a time and trying to do things for all of them. So that's probably the toughest part of the job.
Okay, everybody listening, you hear that? Be nice to your Sephora employees.
Yes, please. We love you. So.
Okay, well, that kind of actually brings me to the question I'm about to ask you next is, what is the worst thing that we can, as a customer going into Sephora, what are some of the worst things we can ask you or we can do?
Okay, the absolute worst question that I get probably every single time I work, somebody will come in and say, what do I need help with?
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yes.
A little awkward, no?
It's very awkward. Obviously, we are trained, so I kind of know what to say. I will ask them, like, what are your problem areas? And then another thing that they will say is, well, you're the professional, you should know. So that's something that's very awkward to ask a product consultant or anyone, because first and foremost, we do not want to disrespect anyone and we do not want to hurt anyone's feelings, and we are not there to pick on anybody's flaws. So that's something that's very important. And we, as product consultants and people that work in makeup and skincare, we want to help you with what you feel you need work on. I don't want to look at somebody and say something that can be extremely offensive. Do you know what I'm saying? Like somebody that maybe has scarring from an incident or an accident, and I would never in a million years say that to anyone. So we do try to like work around that question, but it's asked probably every single day.
Wow, so that's actually very surprising to me, because I actually can't imagine, like, I would be so scared to ask someone that, because, I mean, that's kind of brave of them. Like, I don't want to know what you think is wrong with me, almost.
Yeah, it's so common, though. It's so common. And that's the worst thing that somebody can ask us. And also another, like, really
frequently
question that people ask us is, I want my makeup done, but I only want it done by the best person that you guys have here. And people judge us based on our eye makeup look. So I personally love fun colors. I love it so much. But I also can do a natural eye look. I can do smoky eye. I can do tons of different looks. But people will judge you, and it's hurtful to us as employees, because we are trained on how to do every kind of eye look. So that's another question that is a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can see where that would be weird.
Another one that's tough is because even though we work at Sephora and we are there to sell Sephora products, that doesn't mean that Sephora is all that we wear. And we can't always tell people, oh, like today I'm wearing a full face of ColourPop.
Yeah.
Because they're not there to look for that. So that's another tricky situation too.
So then do you try to avoid wearing that, or will you just tell them, like, something that you have that's pretty close dupe to what you're wearing?
I try to avoid wearing anything that we don't sell at our store.
Wow, that's tough. Like, you have to be really cognizant when you're putting on your makeup then.
Right. And then if I am wearing something, I will always tell them, because we don't sell a lot of, like, loose glitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say, you know, this is what I have on, and I will tell them, you know, where they can get it. Or I can always say, we can order it for you, stuff like that. Yeah, so that's not – I can always tell them, like, what is something that's very similar to what I'm wearing.
Yeah, so I imagine you basically just have to stay away from kind of niche brand products that don't distribute, and then everything drugstore.
Right.
I was wondering, I've heard different things about this, and I'm kind of personally learning more about it myself nowadays. So when I go in Sephora, I'm very mindful of this. You guys must all know this, unless you've been living under a rock, but in Sephora, they have every product they sell. I think it's every product. There's like a tester that you can use. And, you know, most of these products are going on your face, your skin, wherever. So, you know, germs are obviously a big issue. And so they provide, like, if you're trying a mascara, you don't use the wand that's in it. They provide little disposable ones. So you take one of those and dip it in. And, you know, the same for, like, a lipstick or pretty much anything. They have a way you can put it on in, like, a sanitary way. But I think right. A lot of people that go in there don't, like, think of that. And so that's something that kind of always I wonder, like, if I'm testing a lip gloss, I'm like, I wonder how many people just straight up put this on their lips. Like, do you see people doing a lot of stuff that you're like, oh, makes you cringe?
Yes, all of the time. And we address it right away.
Okay.
So, and this is an everyday occurrence as well. And we take the tester that they have used and we will throw that away. Because that's unsanitary, and we teach them, we tell them, this is what we would like you to do. This is the sanitary way, not just for you, but for the person that came before you and, you know, the person
right.
who's going to be using this after you. So once we tell them that, they do understand and they do use all of the appropriate sanitation.
That's
we
good.
Do. But we do have to teach a lot of people because some people just don't know. They've never been into a Sephora. They've never been into somewhere where you can just try on stuff. And
yeah, and sometimes you don't think about it. Like even, I mean, hopefully there you would, but like I know that even at home, sometimes you don't realize, guys, any product you use where you like dip your finger in or you put it directly on somewhere, your germs are on that. And even if you're the only person using it, it's still your germs from a week ago that are sitting in there, growing bacteria and whatever. So whenever you buy makeup in general, you should always, you can back me up on this, but you should always try to get things where it has a pump so you just dispense out what you need. Or if it's something like a jar where you have to scoop in, instead of using your finger, try to use something like a little tool that you wash off. Or just try to think when you're touching makeup, try to think of if it's going to be clean or if you're kind of, you know, letting your germs sit in there. Because that's how, like, you know, they say to throw out your makeup after a certain amount of time, and that's something that can happen a lot. I know with mascara, is people can get, I'm not sure the term, but it's where basically your eyelashes fall out, because if you're using a tube of mascara for, like, a year, you have bacteria sitting in that tube for a year, and then it's, you know, causing issues on your eyelashes. So stuff like that that you even have in your own house, not just Sephora, you have to try to be really clean with it, right?
Yes, I agree 100% with what you said. And if you look, you will see that we have so many, we have spatulas if you want to try on a cream. Just dip the spatula in there and put it on your hand, close up the jar, and there's no germs being mixed in there. And we clean, I mean, I can speak for my Sephora, we are constantly cleaning testers. We are refilling our sanitation stations all the time. So we try to keep it the cleanest that we can, and it's just best if our clients are doing the same.
Okay, so moving on, not to gross anyone out, but okay, so what do you enjoy helping clients with the most?
Probably learning new ways to do makeup, or even people that have had very bad acne or hyperpigmentation, figuring out the right regimen for them is very rewarding for both the client and myself. And helping someone is such a good feeling, and making someone feel good about themselves, that's what I like doing the most. I also like when I have CMAs, which is our customized makeovers, people that have never worn makeup ever, and they put it on for the first time, and they're like, oh my goodness, where have I been living my whole life? This is amazing. And just teaching them really simple steps. So a lot of people think that there's so many different layers that go into makeup application, but you really can simplify it, and that's really fun to teach. Because we are taught in Sephora that as we're doing makeovers and even as we're doing our like mini makeovers, it's supposed to be a tutorial as well. So we're teaching them how to do these things because we can't obviously go home with the client and do their makeup for them every day. So it's important that we teach them how to do it.
Yeah, I've been blogging about a year now, and even I know like a little bit of what you're saying. Just sometimes people will ask me randomly, like, oh, what's a good concealer for this, or what's a good this? And I mean, I'm not you, so I haven't tried every single one that is sold, but I just tell them a recommendation. It always makes me feel good when they come back and, you know, and say, I bought it, and I'm like so obsessed with it. Thanks so much. And it makes you happy that you helped them figure out something. So.
Right. Yeah, it's not, we don't make any kind of commission, so it's not about a sale for me or, you know, for us. It's about making the client's experience worthwhile because Sephora is very, it's high-end, and we want to make them feel like they're our friend and that they are special to us because our clients are very special to us. So, and we have clients that come back every single week, and, you know, we really appreciate that. And that's part of the Sephora culture that we are taught and that we all try to follow.
Wow. Okay. So can you tell me if you have any favorite brands and why you like them so much?
Yes. I think I have different favorite brands for different reasons. But Makeup Forever is one of my ultimate favorite brands. Their eyeshadows, first of all, are so pigmented, and you get a really big size tan as well because they sell them individually. Mm-hmm. And they have a couple of the palettes, but most of them are sold individually, and they are just so pigmented. They will last you for a good while, and I love the color selection. They have their new line of all of their eyeliners that are the liquid ones, and their foundations are incredible. They have everything from the water blend to the Ultra HD to the matte velvet. So there's everything. Everything that you can need for your special day, like a wedding, would be in Makeup Forever.
Okay.
So that's why I love that's why I love that brand. I love Cover FX. Cover FX is so good for your skin. It has antioxidants and it has vitamins in it. So when I'm putting on foundation from Cover FX, I don't feel like I'm just putting paint on my face, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually doing something good for my skin as well. It doesn't make me break out. It's a good brand for a lot of different reasons, and it's a really good brand for acne-prone skin as well.
Oh,
if anybody out there is listening and they have acne-prone skin and they have tried a bunch of different things, Cover FX is really good for acne-prone skin.
That's interesting. I was just going to say the two brands you named so far are probably two of the ones that I, like, really don't have much from.
Really?
So now I'm like, I need to go shopping.
Yes. And I have two other favorite brands, and that is Tarte. And I know you're a Tarte lover as well.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I love Tarte. They use a lot of natural ingredients. I love what they stand for, and I love them. I have so many of their palettes. When I'm, like, doing a CMA, I know that I can grab Tarte, and I know that it will work no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I can make any kind of look with it. And another favorite of mine is Smashbox. They have so many different things that I don't think that people even look for, because a lot of the super popular brands are like Urban Decay and Too Faced, but Smashbox, they have the most pigmented eyeshadows. They have some of the best eyeliners. They have really good mascara. They have great lipsticks. Their liquid lipsticks are my favorite out of any brand I've ever tried. So those are probably my top brands in Sephora.
Okay. Wow. Now I'm just imagining, like, all the things I need to try.
Yeah. And what's really cool about Smashbox is they come out with these booklet type of things, and it just has everything in there that you could possibly need. So when I'm traveling, and I know you travel quite a bit too. So when I'm traveling, I know that I can grab that booklet and take it with me, and I have lip colors in there. I have eyeshadows in there. I have contour colors in there. I have brow colors in there, and I have all my eyeshadows that I would ever need. So that is one of my favorite things about Smashbox.
Now, what are some of the best-selling products right now?
Kat Von D is probably one of the best-selling things ever. And I think that it's such a bestseller because it's exclusive to Sephora, besides
wow,
her website.
Wow, that's interesting. I would have never thought you were going to say that. But that, again, that's another brand where I really don't have much from them. And I don't really know why, but
it's, her stuff is amazing. She really works so hard on her palettes. Like, I know that she was working on the Alchemist palette, the one that has the highlighting shades that you could also use as lip toppers. She worked on that for years before she actually released it. So she's such a hard worker. And her Trooper tattoo eyeliner is something that we sell.
I do like that. I have a sample of that, and it's one of the best eyeliners.
Yes, it's amazing. We all have it in our brush belt because we use it all day long on our CMAs. So Kat Von D, Urban Decay is a huge seller, and Too Faced is a huge seller in terms of the makeup side.
Do you think that Urban Decay and Too Faced, when I think of those two in particular, I think of they're very, like, I don't want to say gimmicky, but they're very, like, when I think of Too Faced, you know, they have the peanut butter and jelly palette, and everything's just, like, a theme, and it's, like, colorful and fun, and Urban Decay is kind of that way, but, you know, maybe more eclectic sense, but the ones you were naming as your favorites, like Smashbox, Makeup Forever, to me, those are very classic, like, everything's pretty much black and silver packaging. They're very basic looking, and like you're saying, they probably have a lot of staples, but I feel like Urban Decay and Too Faced, they hop on trends, and they try to grab your eye, and, you know, unicorn this, and they're more of like a marketing aspect to the brand.
Yes, definitely. I would agree with that, and sometimes they come out with so much at one time that I can't even keep up with it. I still love them. I still love their brands. They're not my absolute favorite to go to, but that's what people come in the most for, are Too Faced, Urban Decay, and Kat Von D.
That's interesting. Are there any products in particular that are the best sellers? Maybe not of all time, but, well, you could tell us if there's anything that just time after time sells consistently, but also, like, maybe in the last couple of months, is there any certain product that's really hot?
Well, the Better Than Sex Mascara by Too Faced is just like the Trooper Liner by Kat Von D. It's a bestseller. We're always selling it. And the Naked palettes are something that we are constantly selling as well. People love them. And Urban Decay, their Vice lipsticks are still popular.
Yeah. My gosh, I just wish I could literally sit here, like, I could just do this for an hour just asking you. It's so intriguing to me. I'm like, what's the best-selling mascara? What's the best-selling concealer? What's the best-selling foundation? Like, I just eat this stuff up. It's so interesting.
Well, NARS is our best-selling concealer, to answer that question.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes, the best-selling. And our top-selling foundation is the Makeup Forever Ultra HD.
So the Tarte Shape Tape hasn't overtaken NARS, huh?
Well, Shape Tape is exclusive to Ulta, so we do not carry it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but people still buy the NARS, so I guess it hasn't hit everyone, the Shape Tape. So.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people like me who would buy from every brand, but I feel like there's kind of a separation, too, where Tarte might be more the younger people, and when I think of NARS, I think of, like, a classy woman, like Victoria Beckham or something. Granted, I buy some NARS products, but I feel like if you were obsessed with NARS, you might not necessarily be like, oh, let me try Shape Tape and see if I like it better.
Yes, NARS is, like, your classic runway type of makeup. NARS and Marc Jacobs, they're, like, best friends, and that's what they do.
Okay. What's your favorite trend right now in makeup or skincare too, I guess?
I love skincare so much. I love oils. A lot of them are called like elixirs.
Yeah.
And they really do help with priming and just all together keeping your makeup on, all that good stuff. But my absolute favorite right now is like all of the holographic. I just love it.
Okay. Yeah, that's so big.
That's a huge trend, and it's probably still my favorite. I mean, we just got the Aurora palette by Anastasia, so.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, I try to stay reasonable because I don't really have a life where I, honestly, like, I don't need to glam up very often. But that's one where every time I see a picture, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so pretty. But then okay, I really don't need, like, a turquoise highlighter, so I guess I should just stop.
It is. It's so pretty, and I did buy it. But I also, I have to wear a full face every day. Like, that's part of, like,
yeah,
my uniform. So I do see, like, where you're coming from. But it's still beautiful, and I think that some of the colors can look pretty natural. Like, some of the, mm-hmm. there's, like, a yellowish one. And they do look pretty natural. And I think, like, if you're going out at night, it's definitely a look that you can go for. Also on the eyes, that, like, duochrome
oh.
look is so pretty.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, and then on the flip side, are there any trends that you are just so over and you wish they would stop?
Yes. The Instagram eyebrows, the Wonder Brow type of thing.
Like with the kind of inner corners, like, more faded out.
Yeah, and they're just very bold and big and not even remotely close to your hair color.
Yeah, it just looks a little too unrealistic.
Yes, I agree. And I've been waiting for it to die for a while now, but it seems to keep going.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, I mean, I don't want to word this the wrong way. I think, obviously, someone like me or you, we could be into that maybe, but I feel like there's a lot of people like drag queens or like maybe models or just people who purposely do super glam, like bold makeup for a reason, whatever that may be. I feel like it's kind of timeless with their look, but the rest of the world needs to realize, like, we aren't them, so we look crazy. Like, you can't
yeah.
wear that to go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing that I'm kind of getting bored of is the very harsh contouring.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you know what I'm talking about, but it's when
yeah,
you,
for sure.
when you can actually, like, see the lines, and I know that that's somewhat what contouring is supposed to look like, but it's more supposed to look like a shadow and not like these harsh lines.
Yeah,
so
it's supposed to look like you didn't do it.
Right.
Well, so then if you're over that, did you see yesterday, well, you guys, it'll probably be like a week or two ago from when you're listening to this, but yesterday from when we're recording this, Kim Kardashian just launched her contour kits. I don't know if you saw them, but I'm like not into them at all.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I'm kind of bummed that that was, like, the first thing that she came out with, even though I guess she's known for contour. It's not something for me. It's not something I will be purchasing. And I think that that creates, like, such a harsh line as well.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I guess it's what she's known for. And I think the fact that Kylie already has a line, like, it's kind of awkward almost because – in a way, I'm kind of surprised Kim is doing a line because you would think they have to try to not step on each other's toes. Like, Kylie didn't really have a contour yet, but she has a lot of other stuff. So what else can Kim do that she hasn't done unless she goes more into, like, skincare, maybe nails or something? But it was very interesting to me, too. And even, like, the look of it, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess,
and it came in, like, a Ziploc bag type of thing.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Like, I know she's into monochromatic looks and minimalism. I was kind of disappointed, like you said, that that was her first thing. It doesn't really set my expectations high.
Yeah, and I just think that that was something that Kylie started, and Kim already has so many things going on. I just feel like this was Kylie's thing, was, you know, cosmetic.
Right.
And I feel like it's kind of going to be, like, a competition in some sense.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, Khloé does her jeans and whatever, that makes sense. If someone else started a brand of shorts, for example, kind of weird because it's kind of, like, in their territory, but who knows what they have planned.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, well, back to Sephora. So, is there any, like, good, juicy, behind-the-scenes info that you're allowed to tell us? Like, I don't know, anything you've learned at Sephora or just tricks or stuff that we might be surprised by in general?
I think that a lot of people are surprised about how much education that we get and how much, even before we are able to see on the sales floor how much training we have to have. So we're not going out there not knowing anything. So people are definitely surprised by that. And people are surprised that we don't make commission, even though I already touched on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And we are not able to get any of the, you know how they will send you like, oh, free gift with purchase.
Yeah.
We're not able to get any of those until everything is over.
So
if it's like a mini Better Than Sex mascara with a $35 purchase or more, mm-hmm. we are not able to redeem that until that is over with. And we are such a high volume store that that is out within 3 days. So,
wow.
Yeah, Sephora is really good about that. They put the clients first, and we don't get any of that kind of stuff.
But you have a discount of some sort, right? Or how does that all work?
Yes, so we do have a discount. We get a 20% discount, and that is very amazing. Another trick is we have Beauty Insider. And so the Beauty Insider, there's three tiers, Beauty Insider, then there's VIB, very important Beauty Insider, and there's VIB Rouge. And the faster that you hit Rouge, the more stuff you're going to get. So if you're a VIB Rouge member, you will get early access to, for instance, the Heat Palette by Urban Decay. Or you'll be able to go to events where you can get early access to, like, the Glitter Bomb Palette by Too Faced.
Yeah.
So that's a trick that I learned from working there because I was always like, oh, well, I'll hit it, like, later on. But then I started trying to hit it earlier in the year so that I could be invited to more events and also have first dibs on getting the product.
It's a yearly thing, right? So if I'm VIB this year, I have to hit it again for next year.
Right. So you have to regain your status every year.
Okay.
So those are a couple little tricks. Also, always ask for samples. We give out customized samples. So anything that we can put in a jar, we can give you a sample of. Obviously, we can't give you a sample of, like, a liquid lipstick, but if it's the foundation, if it's some kind of concealer that's, like, in a pot, we can give that out. Anything like that that we can put in a little tube.
Yeah, like then the little plastic thing.
Yeah, then we can give samples. And when you come up to the front, it's always best to ask if we have anything, if we have any samples going on or anything like that. So it's not like online where you automatically get three free samples. We don't work like that. The company doesn't send that kind of stuff to us. But if you ask us, we generally have some freebies that we can give you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's a good tip. And then what about as far as new product launches, how far do you guys hear about them in advance from when they're actually in the store?
So we have this thing called BBTV, and we watch that, and that's another training that we do a month. And they tell us what's kind of launching that month and what events that we have going on. But to be honest, I learned more about it from Trend Mood on Instagram than I learned from BBTV. They don't really tell us too far in advance about anything because we're not even allowed to, like, discuss what we learned on BBTV because we are privy to that information. Although now with social media, everybody knows even before we do sometimes.
Yeah, so you probably learn about stuff around the same time, like all the major influencers hear about it and start getting their sample PR packages and stuff, I would guess.
Yeah, that's exactly how we learn. And then we all just get really excited for when it comes, and a lot of times it takes a little bit longer to hit stores than when the product actually, like, releases. So at that point, we usually know when we're going to get it in store. So that's something that we know before other people do.
Okay, cool. And then is there anything else as an employee that you guys have as kind of perks? Do you get any freebies, or do you get certain things to try so that you can talk to customers about it, or is it just a discount?
Well, we do get gratis. So gratis is basically what we get each month. Sometimes it's like once every 2 months, but it's after we have all of our training done for that month, and we get free Sephora stuff. Sometimes we can pick it. So, for instance, right now, Benefit has launched their new Boing concealers.
Yeah.
We got to pick which one we wanted.
Okay.
So sometimes they're customized. Sometimes we all just get the same stuff. But they really want us to try the product so that we can tell customers about it. And we do so well in skincare that we do get a lot of skincare to try out. So they do treat us really well in that aspect. So that is something that we get and that I'm super appreciative of. Yeah, that's definitely a perk and a benefit. So,
okay, now I'm just going to read a few reader questions that people submitted. So you guys follow me on mainly Instagram and Snapchat because I will go on there whenever I'm about to do an interview with someone new and I will tell you what their position is. Like I told everyone, I'm going to be interviewing a Sephora employee, so send me all your questions that you want me to ask her. So be sure to follow me on those so that you can see who's coming up and you can get your questions in because I will totally ask them all. Okay, so the first question came from Megan. She wanted to know, what are the most popular products that people buy but actually aren't very good or worth it?
The Naked Palace, in my opinion.
Why is that?
I feel like from what we talked about before, how Urban Decay and Too Faced are like pretty gimmicky. And they are just constantly throwing out new products all the time. And
yeah,
they aren't, right. So the first Naked palette was amazing. And then from then on, they're not really as great as people think that they're going to be. And same goes for Too Faced as well. Like a lot of people did not like the peach palette, but they were so excited to get it. We had a lot of complaints about pigmentation, stuff like that. And everybody is different, too, so a lot of people either can work with pigmentation or they just, you know, get a little frustrated and they're done with it. So I would say that and some of the highlight palettes. So highlight palettes, a lot of them, like the Nicole Guerrero, mostly Anastasia ones, people get, and it's either one way or the other. People love them or people think that they are too chunky. And there's a lot of fallout. So those are probably the two things that people are so excited about but end up not working out.
You know what's interesting? I don't want to say this is true, but I heard an idea recently that was saying that some brands, I guess when they send PR to influencers, they send like whatever, say it's the peach palette like you were talking about, they send like a perfect one. And then they actually maybe, like, change the formula or something where the ones that actually go to sell are, like, not as quality, maybe not as pigmented as the influencer samples, which sounds super shady, but I just thought that was interesting because maybe that's what people are experiencing. But I don't know. Like you said, who knows?
I think that could be, and I think that that may be true for some of the bigger brands, ones that have a ton of bloggers and YouTubers that are trying out their makeup. I think that they probably do send them, you know, the perfect formulas, and then I don't know what happens after that, because to them, everything is perfect, so.
Right, which, yeah, who knows, we're not starting the rumor, we're just sharing what we read.
Right.
Okay, and then Valentina asked me two questions. So the first one, don't answer yet, but I kind of had my idea of what I thought the answer was, and I wanted to see, I was wondering if your answer was going to be the same. She asked you, what is a good setting powder? So I was thinking, do you have one that comes to mind right away?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was thinking we should like count to three and then both say it and see if it's the same.
Okay.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Laura Mercier. Oh, okay, we're different.
I was going to say Laura Mercier, but Cover FX is a little bit better.
Well, that's awesome to hear because I've never probably even, like, seen their setting powder, so that's really good to hear.
Yes. I have to admit, I have, like, three Laura Mercier setting powders, like, sitting in my collection. But
yeah, it's just like a classic, I guess.
Yeah, and it's incredible and amazing. But Cover FX and also the Becca Blurring one, they are two of my new favorites.
Okay, and the Cover FX, do they only have one or does it have like a specific name, the one you like?
Well, they have a few. So they have the translucent one and then they have colored ones. So they have one like for medium skin tones and for darker, deeper skin tones.
Okay.
So I personally just like the translucent powder, the regular translucent powder by them.
Okay. And then her other question was, this is so funny to me because it sounds like this is like a question about doing drugs. But she asked, how does the whole getting baked thing work?
Okay. So getting baked is after you put her baking.
Which usually is referred, yeah, baking. Okay, that's like the typical thing.
Right. Baking is once you have your concealer on and your contour on, people bake under their eyes. And I use a damp beauty blender, and I get a pretty good amount of setting powder on there. And I put it all under my eyes, and I leave it there. And then I've also put it under my contour line because that's what's going to help blend that in and not make it look like it's such a harsh line. And I leave it there for probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. And what it does is it helps lighten up that area. So if it's under your eyes, it's really going to help lighten up that area because you want to keep under your eyes and generally in the middle of your face pretty light. Then you want to obviously have your contour on the highest point of your cheekbone and a little bit underneath. But other than that, you want to keep everything like pretty light. So it's just going to help lighten everything up, and it's going to help from anything creasing under your eyes. And you can also bake while you're doing your eyeshadow and while you're doing your eyes, because anything that falls will just fall right onto the setting powder, which you brush away after about 10 to 15 minutes.
All right. So to wrap up, go ahead and tell everybody, especially all of my friends that live in the Clearwater and Tampa area, tell everybody exactly which Sephora you work at so they can come visit you and get a makeover and ask you all their questions. And also, if you want to plug any of your social media so everybody can go follow you, go ahead and tell everybody all that.
Yeah, so I work at the Sephora inside JCPenney at the Countryside Mall. And something that's really exciting is we just expanded. So we have a bunch more brands now, and it's so much bigger. Our beauty studio fits 6 now. We control the lighting as well. So we have day lighting and night lighting.
Oh my God, day lighting is my new obsession. I'm sorry, this is like off topic, but I discovered daylight bulbs, and I'm like going around my house replacing all the light bulbs because it seriously will change your life. So everyone, you should buy those.
It really does. It makes such a difference, and the store is so much prettier now. So come visit me there. And also my Instagram is kimberly.anne.young.
And I'm going to link her Instagram right below this interview so you guys can go follow her easily. Is there anywhere else I should link?
You can follow me on Snapchat, and it's at KimberAnn_yo.
Okay, I'm going to put both of those there so they can just click it and add you easy.
Perfect.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much. I know this was a little longer than I thought, but maybe in the future we'll have to do another one sometime, but I could just like grill you on makeup questions forever. It's so fun to talk about.
I know. It's my favorite subject. So going to work every day is so much fun for me.
I bet. Okay, well, thank you so much, girl, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.